Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program, Monday Night Inner Side. Matter Glad, and the main mad for us tonight is that last week our show was off the air four nights in a row. No fault of ours, no fault of Inner Sight, no fault of anyone who on this end, but the blog, and this has happened before, and we don't like it. Now, let me explain. We are paying customers to this blog radio. We don't get anything for free. We don't ask them for anything for free. The payment is there every month. They don't have to come after us and fight for it and argue with us like we have to try to argue with them. We can't even talk to these blog people. They never call us. It's on email. And email's not the easiest thing for a guy like me who's visually impaired. So we want improvement. We want it to get better. We want the show to be on the air. We have a website. If for some reason you can't get the show on the blog, why not call us and let's see if we can hook it up for that night on the website and promote it. Something has to be done about blacking out our show, because we are not happy with this. And yeah, and I'll be honest, we're looking for another server. So we're willing to talk to the blog people. We're willing to work with them. But we cannot have this show off the air. We're serving people. We have a very important purpose. There are people in nursing homes who may have tried to call us in those four nights. Other disabled people with problems who need advocates. And, it's just a totally unhappy situation with the blog. Now, okay, I'll give them one thing. They did put a note on. We're having trouble. Contact the blog radio page or whatever. All right. At least they let us know. But that's the last minute. I mean, why not, if you know you're going to have trouble, or if you know there's trouble on the line, contact us early and maybe hook the show up to our website or something.
Excuse me, Frank.
There's got to be something that can be done.
Do you know what
sure
I find troubling?
Is on the air.
Excuse me for interrupting first, but it has something to do with what you said before. They didn't put it to where our customers could see it. I have to type that in manually right now. Yeah.
Well, that's not right either. There should be something
right
up on the board.
Exactly.
Blog apologizes. We have a problem with our equipment or whatever, way you want
that's
to say
right
it. We apologize to our listeners, to people who come on this show, who like the show and who want to hear it for one reason or another. Our deepest apology to last week that the show was off the air for four nights in a row. Four nights in a row.
I know.
And that doesn't look good for us. And what about
no
our sponsors?
Exactly. What do we tell them?
We have a few sponsors that put up funding to keep us on the air.
Mm-hmm. And they listen.
Silo is one of our sponsors. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. It's 631-880-7929. Silo. Here in Suffolk County, the Independent Living, one of our sponsors. Suffolk Bus Corp is another. sponsor. Kennedy Realty donates money to InnerSight, and we consider him a sponsor. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And all the people, all the sponsors that we have, some of them we do exchange with, and some of them they pay to advertise on Blog Radio. So I hope that the blog people are hearing this. I hope that they get the message. And you know what? I'm going to start mentioning this every night. Because this is horrible. What are you going to do to make up for the shows that weren't here last week and a couple of weeks ago? Same thing. At least 8 programs, you know, maybe more. It might be a dozen. It might be 4 more someplace. I'm sure there is, the last month or the month before. Something should be done to compensate us or to let us know, to warn us in the afternoon, in the morning, your show's not going to be on. You know, and try to hook it up in another way, temporarily or whatever it may be. So we are not happy. It's a definite mad on our part, and we hope that the blog people will get the message and communicate better with us and do something to prevent this from happening in the future, because we take this show very seriously.
You know what they should have? A backup server, because they're so popular. I think they're overwhelming themselves. Yeah, they should have a backup server.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It should be a backup system, even if they have to attach it to our website for that night.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we can do it through our website.
We could click over. That's all we have to do, is hit backup, and it starts the show. If it doesn't start with the traditional way, it should be connected, like you said, to our web page or another server.
I hate to say it, but if it keeps up, I'm going to have to stop payment, because we operate on donations.
That I know.
We can't use the money that people donate to us and not be heard. That's not
That's
fair.
That's right. That isn't fair.
Not fair to the people who donate to us either. So
yeah,
we've got
true.
To improve the situation, work more, work together, let us know, develop a backup system, and let's keep the show on the air. Now I understand that these things break down or something happens, you know, but have another way. All right? I got 2 phones. I got the cell phone, I got the landline. One goes out, I got the, at least I got the other. I mean, there's an example. It's a backup. So that's what blog needs to do. You need to develop, if you have paying customers, as we are and many, many others, you need to assure us that by hook or crook, we're going to be on the air that night. We're on every night, 8 to 9. I don't know if you have any other show who works like that. We're a nightly show. We really are. And we pay for that. All right, InnerSight, Mad or Glad, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and please say a prayer for my guide dog. She's having a a problem. I'm taking it to the veterinarian tomorrow, and I want to thank the Akita Rescue for funding that. You know, I greatly appreciate that, and you know, they truly have a love for her and a caring for her, and they set the example for every other agency, you know, for the blind and the disabled. I don't care if they train dogs or not. That's a bunch of bull. If you have an agency for the blind and a blind person needs help and they call you up, if you don't have the money, you know you can raise it to help that person. And that's the way it should be. Not all these stupid rules and crap that we got to go through every time, every few months. Prove that you're disabled. Prove that you're not, son of a bitch. How about that one? Turn it around. Prove that you're not disabled. You know? They don't ask people to do that, do they?
No, they don't. And I laughed my
butt
off.
Stop asking us.
Exactly.
Stop asking us to prove that we're disabled. You know it. You know it's true. The same damn thing every few months, every year, whatever the hell it is. That should be good enough. And then send a message to the state. Get rid of this stupid, ridiculous law that if you get a little something extra, you can reduce a person's benefits. What the hell kind of crap is that? Nobody has anything extra. They give me a lousy $100 on a card. Well care, they call it. You know, a lousy $100 a month, and they call that money? That's no money. It's nothing compared to what they owe a guy like me. I'll just talk about myself. What they owe me. You know, can't read the damn signs, can't read the windows. Go to any place in the country, and you can't read where the hell you are. Denied a guide dog over 30 years. Government doesn't protect you with that. Killed a guide dog in the county where I have to live, the friggin' school. And they have the nerve to give me $100? They should give me $10,000 a month for what they owe me. And even that wouldn't be enough. I want $1 million for every year that I've been denied a guide dog. That's $35 million. And I don't want the money for myself. I want the money to get rid of these damn nursing homes. That's what I would do with the money. You better believe it, man. If I came into that kind of funding, you better believe it. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad. Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. If you'd like to do a day for Milton, anywhere in the country, we have Inner Sight, Montana now. We're working on Inner Sight, Massachusetts, and Inner Sight, Illinois. And we're branching out. Inner Sight, Texas is in the works. So anybody would like to do a day for Milton, it's not about money. It's about awareness and regulating these schools, putting in better safety for the schools. And one of the things I'll talk about Thursday night is a two-people watch on a dog. That's Michelle Kruker's original idea. Two-people watch should be on a dog after what happened to Milton. One person fails, the other person at least can say, hey, what's going on? Where's the dog, you know? So we'll talk about that Thursday night. That's the show. more safety for guide dog schools. They need it. All right, Inner Sight, and brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. And if you can't get to him to get the food, let him know. He may be able to. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avancio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. Go an extra mile for a child. Coming up on the anniversary of Corey's death in a couple of weeks. So that'll be the show for that week to honor Corey Foster. We'll never let the world forget about that. All right, Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday, anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call it in, 213-816-1650. Remember Teresa and Jean and their GoFundMe. They're homeless. They've been so for, I don't know how long now, months, maybe a couple of years, maybe a year or more. The system is horrible. There's billions of dollars in these housing programs all over this country, and people are homeless. That tells you that there's something wrong with the system, you know. So go to their GoFundMe, Teresa and Jean GoFundMe. You find it under homeless. All right, let's see. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday. And what I hear in the news? Oh, Mr. Trump's social media company is supposedly losing ground, you know. I don't know. That guy is so weird. You know, it seems as if he forgets about everybody who needs help, trades on himself. You know, and that's the thing that bothers me about someone who wants to be president of the United States. And Mr. Biden's not much better. You know, he's just in his own little world, it seems like. And indifferent, very indifferent to the needs of people. Putting somebody in a nursing home, Mr. President and Congress, does not help them. I don't care what your experts say, because we, the disabled, live it. We are the experts, not some damn psychologist who went to school for 48 years and doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. We're the experts. We live it. That's one of the things that these politicians have got to learn. They don't learn that, they're never going to do anything for us. Over 40 million people in this country who are disabled, who don't want nursing homes. There's your sounding board right there. All those people, and as they say, all those people can't be wrong. You ask any disabled person if they want to go to a nursing home, see the answer you get. You know, even if they're not right mentally, many a times they'll still tell you no if they want to remain in their own home. All right, Inner Sight, and brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Islip Cleaners donates to us. Thank you. And my good friend Olga Murray, who has donated in the past, and I'm sure will continue. thank you so much for helping keep Inner Sight on the air. I want to say hello to Susie Q in Montana, our Inner Sight chapter president in Montana. And we welcome her and any friends that she'll make to get that Inner Sight Montana going. We're going to talk about doing a day for Milton and maybe helping someone to stay out of a nursing home. We'll talk about that as we get more details on that individual. But
excuse
we're
me,
there.
Frank.
We're
yeah,
registered,
we are.
We're there, and we're ready for action. All right. Now, what do you want?
I have a very glad, actually, I totally forgot to tell you about it with all this mess on our system and everything, but Scott is not dead. Look how gossip flows and makes things wrong. Well, Scott, the one I told you about that you knew and was on our show a couple of times, well, he's
yeah,
not dead.
That's why I shouldn't believe these things until you verify them.
I verified, yeah, big time. I saw him. So that was good. I wanted to give
where
him a hug,
he?
Believe it or not. He's in the same area, same location, Farmingdale, where I am.
Oh, he's home.
Yeah. He was in the nursing home for a little bit. And then
get stupid and
yeah.
spread
I'm
around.
I'm so glad to have seen him. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Just wanted to let
well, that's because
you know.
Your Inner Sight directed you there.
Exactly.
What do you think? We're very spiritual, you know.
Yes, we are. I said, let me walk down this area and see if he's still in his apartment. P.S. I saw him getting out to go somewhere, and I'm like, Scott! And he goes,
yeah.
Suzanne! And I'm like, you're alive! And that's what my aide said, the same thing, too. Yeah, she saw him, too. Just to validate,
well,
and I'm not going crazy.
Big shout-out to Scott
mm.
on Inner Sight. And happy that you're alive and well.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Now, there's a guy who'll tell you, get rid of these nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
See?
He just came out of one. Yeah.
exactly.
Lucky
he got out.
Exactly.
Lucky he didn't lose his apartment.
That's the biggest thing I was so happy about. And I had prayed for if he was still alive that they keep his apartment.
You lose your place, man.
Lose your sense of direction when you're in there.
Why those damn places are horrible.
Exactly.
All
well,
right.
I'm going
good
back.
News.
Yeah,
that's
very
a glad.
Good. Yes,
big
it is.
Glad.
A big glad is right, not to be dead.
All right. Inner Sight. Man of Glad Monday. 213-816-1650. And I heard this guy, the head of this bank, J.P. Morgan, big operation, praising the AI, artificial intelligence. I don't agree with him. It's a big mistake. You know, comparing it to the printing press. You know, I don't agree with that. You know, printing words, you know, words go way, way back to the Bible days and beyond. Words come from God. AI doesn't come from God. So what kind of a comparison is that? That's artificial. Words are not artificial. But that AI is. And I think ultimately it's gonna disrupt things and cause problems if they keep on fooling around with that stuff. You know, artificial anything is contrary to the way this earth operates. You know, they think that they're going to fool the Lord above or somebody and stick in artificial. It's not going to work. Not going to work. A lot of the car makers have pulled back from producing the electric cars, I heard. They realized a little bit that, you know, it's not such a good idea. So there you have it. And the other thing is, what they're trying to do and what they are doing is making it so that they don't have to change things for disabled people. See? They want you to walk around with a device, you know, and try to read these things. Yeah, well, go and do it. Forget it. It's frustrating, it's dangerous, and it's stupid. Everything should be there the way it is for everybody else to read it. So that's another thing about this artificial intelligence. You know, it's going to get in the way of our freedom. I really believe it. Because it's going to cause things to be made so that you have to walk around with a device to be able to try to read it. I mean, that's already happened. What we say is, you want to have a device, let people read it, fine. But also, keep the regular signage there that everybody can read and make it so everybody can read it, no matter what it is. No matter what kind of situation you're labeling, make sure everybody can read it. And we don't have it. Into the local coffee shop today, and I want to thank Drew over there for already asking, how can I help for the next event for Milton? You know, thank you, Drew. I really appreciate that, and we'll let you know. And, you know, a lot of people are very disturbed over what happened to Milton, the guide dog, who the trainer at Guide Dog Foundation left in the van to die in the middle of a heat wave. And they still haven't given Michelle another dog. Some people approached her. They talked about it. She told me she made a phone call to the school, to some woman, and she hasn't heard back yet. And I totally agree with her lawyer, with Michelle's lawyer. Be careful. Be cautious. Don't get too excited over this. They've talked before and nothing happened. So, inner sight, putting these people on notice. You're not doing the right thing by not replacing Milton. We demand that you replace that guide dog immediately. All right, inner sight. Let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. And the subtitle will be Nursing Homes Are Not Home. That's for sure. We'll tell you why Wednesday night. Thursday night, the subject is more safety in guide dog schools, inspired by my dear friend and sister, Michelle Krupa, and her idea of a two-person help with a dog. That should be law. It should be obligated and done legally with a law, especially in view of what happened to Milton. All right. If there were two people watching over him, the chances are he'd still be alive. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. And, of course, Friday night is our funnies. We missed it last night because of the blog. New York, 8:30, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And anybody on the line? Any calls?
No.
I guess not. All right.
No calls.
All right. So, you know, the usual stuff.
Oh, we got a call now.
Yeah. What's her name? Her name is Yellen. Gee, I wonder how loud she can yell. Anyway, she, Secretary of State, I believe, is Yellen. Went to China. You know? And, well, you know, there's a lot of human rights problems over there. I don't know if they're going to address that, but something about with the banks and, you know, that the Chinese wanting to buy up a lot of property in this country and all that. It's all political jargon, world. All right, let's take a phone call. 213-816-1650. Who's on the line?
Me only because he dropped off once I said phone call.
Oh, all right. All right. If you'd like to call in, Mad or Glad Monday, anything you're mad about or glad about, you can say it right here. Well, today was the big event. The big event in the world today.
The eclipse.
The moon and the sun. I got the moon and night and the sun in the morning. How's that song go?
Something like
anyway,
that. I have no word.
What? Yeah. What's so big about the, I mean, the moon and the sun are there every day. They've been there for billions of
okay.
years.
Okay. Every
What's
20
the big
years,
event?
I'll tell you. Every 20 years, the moon overlaps the sun to make a thin, very thin view of the sun. So if you're at a
well,
certain...
we know that.
Well, wait. Every little bit of time, this... You know, you can't make it, meaning like an hour latitude, you didn't get the full view. You only got 85% of the view, so you never got an eclipse of the sun, which is 100%. 100% was all the way in Syracuse, Toronto, all of that, all up state New York. I remember as a kid, Long Island had, so 20 years ago, 40 years ago, when I was a kid, I was able to see a full eclipse of the sun. But that's when I had my eyes. Today, I sat
there. But
that's
been going on for thousands of years.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
Well, what's the big
But they
deal?
Get excited because it's every 20 years that this thing happens. I know, and I just went out with the kid, helping a kid out. Kid went home with Edwin. That's her son. And I was there still filming, you know, because I wanted to see it larger. So I filmed it. Another kid came by and kicked out my source of electricity, which was my wheelchair. I have a special adapter that I bought for this thing and all, so I could show it to this kid because, you know, he wanted to see it on and on and on. So I did it. Another kid comes by on a bicycle and knocks off the adapter, turns around, and laughs. Laughs. And I can't see well.
I probably thought it was funny.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad the child didn't get hurt.
That's what I was most concerned about.
Fall over the damn thing. And...
Exactly, and that's what he was laughing about, that he didn't, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm thinking that, and maybe he's just laughing what he did. I have no idea.
Yeah,
thinking like
it was
a kid,
fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I vaguely see what's on the floor. Vaguely, I saw the adapter because it was a little bit thicker, but I couldn't find where the damn cable was that hooked up my phone cord too. You know, to charge inside of the.
Well, I know what happened. The eclipse got the cable.
There you go. I didn't want to be recorded.
The cable
That's basically
went to the moon.
Yeah, I got shot up to the moon.
Zoom.
Exactly. Oh,
wow.
Gosh. I was mad because I didn't want the kid to get hurt, but he was making it funny, and I wasn't happy about that.
People get all riled up over these things.
Yeah. So
I heard people say, there's not going to be any food in the stores. Because
no,
of the eclipse,
that's so stupid.
We're going to be, it's the end of the world. Oh, here we go.
Bang, zoom.
End of the world. All right, give me all your money.
There you go. And then there's no end of the world anymore. Oh, God,
people
Frank.
Get, people
Only if they knew.
People are so gullible.
They are. They really are.
So gullible.
Yeah.
Well, there is one thing. Consolation, and I was talking to some people about this the other day, people who are very well versed in the Bible, that all of these people who are invading people and killing people and because they want the land, they want whatever resources is there, they're being very, very narrow-minded and stupid because they will never destroy the earth.
That's true. Only when God wants it.
The earth will abide forever. That's a promise in the Bible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, beware. I tell you, beware if you're trying to go contrary to God's law. I wouldn't want to be in that person's shoes.
I wouldn't.
All right, Inner Sight. Mad or glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call in if you want, 213-816-1650. If you'd like to be on the show, drop us an email, innersight1620, that is, innersight1620@gmail.com. All right, and put your phone number in there.
Frank?
Or you can call the
Innersight
hotline, 631-224-3090. What?
Would you like me to run in, Able News and then mute myself?
Able News. Yeah, we got to do Able News.
Okay, here it is.
All right.
Able
here
is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. I wanna check something. I truly believe that last week we were off the air four nights in a row, and we lost some listenership.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see. Give me the latest number.
Okay. 708.
What?
122,708.
That's the latest number.
Right.
All right. Now, I estimate that it should be 123,000. It should be 124,000. That we lost a approximately 300 listeners last week because we were kicked off the air by the blog.
Oh, I agree with you.
Now, I say kicked off because they didn't call us.
Warner.
They didn't notify us. They didn't say, hey, we're going to try to get you on another way, you know. So I'm very annoyed with them.
That's an
understatement. I estimate 300 people
at least
missed InterSight last week. Probably
yeah, we don't even have callers this week. They don't think we're on.
Well, you sent out a promo, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
All right. So that's a definite mad on our part. You know, and we were on a roll too.
We were. We were gaining too.
You know, they stopped it by
mm-hmm.
cutting the show off, not doing anything to save the show. That's the other thing that bothers me. They've done nothing to save the show. When this blog goes haywire and all that, and the program goes off, very annoying. Very annoyed mm-hmm. at the blog, and I'm sure that other producers are too. All right, InterSight, and we are on the air.
It is for
live.
Episodes.
Mad or glad? What?
It is exactly 4 episodes. I checked.
4? Yeah, last week.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sure it was. I hope it doesn't happen this week again.
Oh, God, no. I hope not.
You know, that's the thing. Now, every time I call up to check the show, I have that apprehension that I'm going to get that announcement.
Right?
That the show is not going to be on. We're having a problem. You know, the way that girl talks.
Yeah.
That British girl. I'm not that happy with the British as it is. You know, they, for many, many years, they hated the blind and the guide dog. Yes, I believe it was a hate.
I believe it was a hate, too.
Yeah. And we made them change it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did it. InterSight played a major
role. Now my eyes are on Australia.
In changing that. So, yeah, well, if you're blind and you have a guide dog, your eyes are not going to be in Australia, that's for sure.
That's right. My friend told me it still exists, who lives in Australia.
What friend?
Good friend I play a game with said to me, oh, yeah, they still have the quarantine for dogs in general. I don't know about guide dogs, but dogs in general, I guess, includes guide dogs.
Yeah. So what friend is this?
I play a game with her online.
She's Australian? So,
she's Australian.
Oh, what brought that up?
I asked. Just simply asked.
Oh.
I have a question for you. It might be a little unusual, is how I started. Do they still, you know, quarantine dogs, and I'm going to make it even more specific, guide dogs / service dogs? And she said all of the above is exactly what she said.
Well, how do you contact her?
I speak with her online and chat, mostly. It's a visual chat, but it's not so easy for me to talk. I tell
How long?
Her,
you know her a long time?
About a year.
Well, why don't you ask her to help us? What
I
do
can.
You have to lose?
I've got nothing to lose.
Ask her if she'll help us
mm-hmm.
get rid of this horrible captivity that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Does she have a dog?
Uh-huh. Yep.
What?
Yes. And she
does?
Thinks it's ludicrous. She does have a dog.
Well, she might be the perfect person to help with
to help
this.
Us. Mm-hmm. That's why my eyes are on Australia.
Well, get her to help.
Yep.
You know. What do you got to lose?
Got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
You know, somebody has to start something. Somebody has to do it.
Exactly. So I'll ask, there's two Australian people in my game alliance, it's called, and if she isn't able to help, then I'll ask the other person. So that's good.
Yeah, whoever you can get.
Exactly.
See if they're willing.
That's the opportunity.
We have that guy who has a radio show over there.
That too.
You know.
Craig, what's his last name? He's at a Shakedown Radio. I forgot his last, Stags or Gags, I don't remember. I got to look it up. Now he's probably, you know, holding his head going, oh, no, she don't know my last name. I will find it, Mr. Shakedown.
Well, if we can get her, this woman, to help, maybe hook her up with this radio guy, we might have something going.
I'm going to tell her, would you like to be on the radio? Something like that.
Horrible.
Oh, yeah.
What they're doing to the blind over there.
Yeah.
You can't leave your home and go to another country and come
That's
back
right.
home with your dog
That's right.
when you're blind.
You have to leave your dog with a sitter.
Is that?
Isn't that stupid? Yep. Or leave it with the quarantine people, which I
if
will
they
not
tried,
do.
If they tried to pull that off with somebody's eyesight, it would start a war.
It certainly would.
Damn right.
I
All
didn't
right,
go to Australia for it. Sorry.
213-816-1650. Anybody Australian out there, we could use your help if you'd like to try to get rid of the devil in the Australian government. That's what it is to me.
It is the devil, big time.
We got rid of it in England. We got rid of it in Hawaii. Who is Australia?
Yeah.
To interfere with a blind person's dog. You know?
Yeah.
Let's see. It's spring over there. I think it's winter over there now.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. We're turning into winter.
Something like that, yeah. I could ask.
All right, Inner Sight. Man, I'm glad. And, yeah, I'd like to see all the blind agencies over there in Australia do something about this. You know? You never hear about them doing anything about it.
No, they're scared, I think.
I mean, you have a blind agency. We're being heard in Australia, okay?
Yeah.
You have an agency.
Sorry.
You want to do something to help get rid of this horrible lockup? Donate an 800 number to Inner Sight.
We'll make sure.
So we can communicate nightly with Australia and straighten this damn thing out. Now, that would help a lot.
Yeah, it would.
That's what we need. You're a blind agency. You can raise money. Donate an 800 number to Inner Sight from Australia.
Definitely.
That's what we need right now.
Craig, also on Shakedown Radio, please mention this too, because this would help immensely.
Either
to call,
please.
Yeah, definitely. They should
we
call
need an 800 number.
Right.
Where people can call in from Australia and talk about their experience.
Exactly.
I'm sure that there are millions of blind people there who don't like what the hell is going on.
Exactly. Call into our show. We're nightly.
So
that's in the morning. You guys could give us a call.
There's the way.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
There's the way that these agencies can help right now.
Oh, yeah.
Give us an 800 number. DOGEYES. 1-800-DOG-EYES.
I like that.
There
I
it
like
is.
I like that a lot.
Dog eyes.
Mm-hmm. Make sure it's not taken.
That says it.
Dog eyes. Mm-hmm.
Give us 1-800-DOG-EYES. One of you blind agencies from Australia, donate it.
That's right. Or 888, whatever the exchange is for that particular, you know, if it's available. But we want dog eyes.
Dog eyes would be nice.
Yeah, it would.
You know?
Sure would.
Or inner sight.
Yeah, even better. Isn't that 8?
We'll settle for that.
Yeah.
You know, inner sight.
Mm.
That's all right.
10.
Yeah. Dog eyes is better.
I think so.
Says it.
Says it right there.
What do you mean, dog eyes? And we'll explain.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, inner sight. Mad or glad Monday night. And yeah, there's a lot of, there's unfortunately, there's a lot more mad than there are glad.
Today, yeah.
In this world. What was that thing about, I heard something on the news, but they didn't explain it. They had to close down an airport in a small town. They blamed it on the eclipse.
Oh, my God. Maybe it was too dark. That's the only thing I could think of.
Then there was another thing on the news yesterday. Boeing, you know, the big manufacturer of the planes.
Yeah.
They spent billions of dollars on this new 737, you know. And the damn thing went up and the engine failed.
Why did I know that?
The engine didn't say anything about a crash, thank God, but the engine failed, you know. Billions of dollars on a plane.
For an engine to fail?
And you can't even get a damn wheelchair in the bathroom.
That's the truth.
What the hell kind of crap is that?
Mm-hmm. I think they might have it in first class in the longer trips. I have to find out about that more.
What do you mean?
But only on the longer trips. Say you have to go to the bathroom between here and Florida. Forget about it. You cannot. There's no bathroom.
Wait a minute. If they have it
in
first class, then they should have it all.
Mm-hmm. They should have it in every plane.
Damn.
Period. You know? I mean, I remember clearly they have something called a, quote, aisle chair. And that brings you to the bathroom, but then you have to have the ability to stand to go into the toilet. There's no way of getting in. So yeah. I was
well,
the first one off. I said,
billions
you better make
dollars
me the first
on
one.
The 737.
Yeah, and they didn't
and
do
no
anything.
Bathroom
they're supposed to.
For millions.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars spent on the 737 and no bathroom for millions of people.
That's right.
There it is.
Yep. They better put it on next time they have a test flight. That's all I have to say.
And the government doesn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
As usual.
As usual.
As usual. The same way that they let this damn guide dog school get away with killing Milton. The same way they're letting aircrafts get away with not allowing disabled people to get in the bathroom.
The same way that they're not allowing
same
people out of nursing homes. They're not giving them a house to live in. They're not, you know, making sure an aide's there to help them. All of that.
Well, let's back up. The same way that they're not preventing people from going into nursing homes.
That's right. I meant to say
you don't have to get the person out if you don't let them go in.
That's right.
That's the best way.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now, if they can give away money on this the stupid thing I get, WellCare, they have all these different insurance programs now giving away a little bit of money if you're a certain age and all that. If they can do that, why don't they establish funds for people so they don't have to go into nursing homes?
There you got it.
They always stop short of giving us the help that we need. You know? And that's what needs to be remedied, and that's what one of the things that Inner Sight is about. So stick with us. And by the way, we're still planning to have that nursing home news conference. We'll keep you posted.
Does he know
we're
what date?
We're going to check tomorrow and see how Silo is coming along with the clinic that they're setting up. Once that is out of the way, we've been promised that we're going to get the news conference on the nursing homes, and other agencies are going to be invited, and it's going to be put all over the internet. So stick within a sight, and we'll do it. We will do it. And we'll keep this show on the air, too. You wait and see.
That's the truth. We will.
Whether it's through blog or somebody else, we're going to keep this show on the air. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night, open mic. I want to thank all our friends. Peppa is doing better. She's able to see a little bit now. So
that's good.
We're happy for her and happy about that. And she promised she's going to come back to the show.
Yay.
So we'll keep you posted on that. And for those of you who want to know, the bubble in her eye went away.
Yay!
So that means she can rest more comfortably.
All
right, Inner Sight, around the world, thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night, open mic. I want to thank all our friends. Suzanne, engineer. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you very much. Catch us tomorrow night. Open mic, we'll catch up with you. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.